Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. I've got Joel Kruger from Kroeger's in the house, as they say. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you today?
You know, if I was any better, I'd have a twin. Or I'd be working at Kroeger's.
That's not a good thing.
Or I'd be up at Purgatory. We've got Matthew Kirchman. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Jack?
I am doing wonderful. So, first off, how are things up at Purgatory?
Great. It's been a great summer. The weather is beautiful. It's a great time to come up and check out all the activities and have some fun.
Yeah, because you guys have, let's see, you've got the Alpine Slide and you got that coaster.
We've got the Inferno Mountain Coaster. It's our newest attraction. It's very popular.
Yeah.
And 14 other great summer activities.
Yeah. Have you done the coaster, Joel?
Nope, and I'm a little too old for that. My back probably couldn't take that. It looks pretty awesome, though.
I bet we could do it.
No, well, I'll tell you what. You go first, and then I'll see if you make it, and then I'll go next. No, I mean, it does look like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it does.
Do they have a brake on them? I'm curious.
They do. You control your own speed.
Okay.
You don't necessarily need the brake.
Right.
The car is attached to the rails.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's perfectly safe, so you can let it fly if you want to, and you can slow down if you want to.
How long's the ride?
A few minutes. Depends
sure.
how fast you're going.
Well, yeah.
You know, maybe 3 minutes, I'd say.
Ah. All right, we're going to have to go do this, Joel.
Well, we'll be up there this weekend, so that'll be great.
Yeah,
maybe we can try. You come up, and we'll give it a shot.
All right, I'd rather do that than you giving me a chainsaw, because this weekend is the, you got some chainsaw carving. Well, what's the official title of this? The Chainsaw Carvers?
So the event is called Carve Wars.
Carve Wars, that's it.
And this is an event that travels around the country. These are nationally recognized chainsaw artists. And there will be six of them up at Purgatory Resort this weekend. They carve all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they make these amazing pieces of art. It's a high-octane event, super fun to watch for the family. And you can also walk away with some of the artwork because they do auctions each day to sell the artwork to the public.
So we're talking about, you know, I've seen, you know, everything from eagles to, you think of the bears that are carved out. But, I mean, these guys are incredible sculptors.
They are, and they tailor their artwork to the location that they're in. So, for instance, if they're on the East Coast, you know, near a beach, they might be doing fish or whales or dolphins. Obviously, here in the mountains, they're going to be doing, you know, you'll see bears for sure.
Right.
You'll see eagles, you know, anything that kind of speaks to the area.
Now, is this a timed competition? I mean, you carvores, I'm going, okay, do they compete for the best sculptor, the how quick they can carve something? You're all set. They say, okay, you're all going to carve this. Now go. How does this work?
Yeah, so they have different formats for the competition. So sometimes they will do what they call a quick carve, where they're given 60 minutes to carve, you know, something as quickly as possible. And other times they're doing longer pieces that tend to be bigger and more elaborate.
Okay. And so, Joel, how'd you get involved? You going to be up there carving?
Not hardly, but we're going to have a tent up there with Steel Chainsaw Corporation, so they'll be represented. And we were up there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Steel wasn't there, but the store was up there with to do some observation. And it was pretty intense. You know, like Matthew said, there was a lot going on. So, and it's something you can actually watch, too. It isn't something you're going to see after the fact. It's outside, so it's really nice out and nice to enjoy the weather that we're having right now. This is great.
Oh, it's beautiful up there.
They're doing all the carvings out in the open area.
Uh-huh.
And when you watch it, when they're doing we were there at the end of the time competition, and they were flying. I have no clue how these guys do it. Obviously, they're trained professionals.
Well, they're using steel chainsaws. That's how they do it.
Mostly steel, and they use a lot of small stuff. They don't use a lot of the bigger saws. They use a lot of the trim saws, things like that. I know steel right now is really pushing, and we're really pushing the lithium ion, the battery powered units.
Oh,
and we saw those being used last year, so that was pretty
very
slick.
Cool.
Yeah, and we're going to actually be giving one of those away at the event. So.
Obviously, register for the giveaway.
For the giveaway for the lithium ion chainsaw, correct?
Wow!
So Kroeger's will be doing that, and we'll be up there. I'll be up there Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And Steel will be there as well, a representative from Steel with a lot of their toys.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we don't think we're gonna let people play with the toys.
I need to come up and get some of the chaps. We were talking about that before there, because I need to get a pair of those just to save my legs, just in case.
Yeah, these guys are well decked out. So,
oh yeah,
they're protected. They know.
Yeah. Well, what time does all the fun start?
So each day, 9 a.m., they'll fire up the chainsaws, and they go through till 5 p.m. on Friday, Saturday. Sunday is a little bit of a shorter day.
Sure.
They'll finish up around 2 or 3. And on Saturday and Sunday, they have auctions where the public can participate and walk home with
And does it cost anything to come up and spectate?
No, it's free. Wow. It's a great family-friendly event.
Yeah.
You bring the whole family. It costs you nothing. It's very entertaining. And it's also very interactive. The carvers will take breaks.
Uh-huh.
And they're happy to chat with you and your kids about the art that they're doing and safety. Safety is a big thing for them, and so they'll talk to your kids about safety with chainsaws.
And where's this all taking place up at Perg?
Right on the ski beach in the base area.
Oh, okay. You guys got the big area out there, and I'm sure a bunch of logs, you know, different sizes ready to go, and they just kind of look and say, I'm going to make XYZ out of this.
Yeah, the carvers do a selection process in the beginning where we bring in all the logs, mm-hmm. and they draw straws to see who gets to choose first, so they do selection for the logs that they want to carve.
Okay.
They start carving, and it's pretty amazing because at first you don't really know what they're making. You can't tell, but at some point, you know, 30 minutes in or at some point, it starts to look like something.
Have that aha moment, and you go, that is going to be an eagle or whatever.
Exactly. You know, you see something, and you're like, I don't know what that is, and then you realize, like, oh, that's a wing.
Yeah. How cool is that?
And they also do a good job of keeping people safe, too, because they do put a fence around it. So if anybody's concerned about their kids getting in the way or anything,
sure.
It's definitely not a problem.
Now, should you bring, you know, I wear hearing aids, so should I bring, you know, hearing protection? I can just turn these off, but still, I mean, is that something, or you're a distance away and you hear the wah, 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 the good impressionation there?
You know, I don't recall that last year, but I don't remember having an issue with that, but yeah. Wouldn't hurt, that's for darn sure.
I mean, we're
not going to be passing out ear protection at the booths.
So. Yeah, well, I just was curious, you know, wondering about that. I remember one time I went to a drag race, you know, and it was like, oh, I'm fine, and oh, yeah, I immediately ran down and bought some hearing protection.
Yeah, you probably couldn't hear for a week after that.
That's the reason I have hearing aids now. So what a cool thing. So it starts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m., up at the beach at Purgatory, free. Come on up and watch the carvers. This is called Carve Wars, and all the fun things that are going on. What else is happening up at Perg that we can take advantage of while we're up there?
Well, so we always have the summer activities going. There'll be plenty of food and drink to partake in while you're up there watching the carvers. On a side note, we also have a mountain bike race going on that same day.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday. It's a separate event, but there's just going to be a ton of activity. It's going to be one of the best weekends to be up at.
So you will have the chainsaw operators separate from the bike racers.
Very much separate. And we have live music on Saturday afternoon. As soon as the chainsaws stop, there's a great band coming up from Austin, Texas.
Oh, very cool. So what time do they hit the stage then? 5-ish?
Yeah, probably 4:30 or 5 as soon as we finish the auction on Saturday.
So I have a question for Matthew. So there's a bike race, right? So I assume they ride up the mountain and they ride back down. That's how it works, right?
This will be an enduro race, they're going to be taking the lift up, and they'll be riding downhill only.
Okay. Well, I was thinking I was going to see if Jack wanted to ride up.
Oh.
And I could ride down. We'll just tag team this.
I'll ride up the lift.
Harder.
I'll do that. Joel, I'll ride up the lift, and you can ride down the bike. Yeah, no problem. Absolutely. And gravity fed.
That's it, yeah.
Those guys fly down the hill.
They do.
Yeah, I remember Greg Herbold way back when doing the downhill. He was a national or, you know, an international whatever downhill racer, and I remember watching that guy fly down the hill. He's insane. He still is.
Yeah, it'll be a fun day for sure.
Absolutely. So how did you get involved? Obviously, Steel is, you guys carry wonderful Steel chainsaw products.
Yeah, Steel was approached about this last year, and it was a little too late to get things going, so they called us, and then we got in touch with the Carve Wars people, and, you know, one thing led to another, and we donated a prize, a chainsaw for that event last year.
Okay.
And then this year when Matthew called me, and said, hey, you want to get involved in this? I said, yeah, because we noticed a lot of activity, even with all the fire issues that went on last year, because that had just kind of cleared out when this was going on.
Oh, right.
But there was a lot of activity. So I would assume this year it's going to be tremendous. So it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
I can't think of a more fun spectator because, you know, I mean, bike race is fun to watch, but they go flying by, and okay, you wait a while. But here you get to watch, you know, the guys, like you say, take the log. And within, you know, an hour, if the hour competition to however long, 3 hours to carve something and see what comes out of that. That's so cool.
It is. It's tons of fun to watch, and you're right. It's kind of nonstop entertainment. It's not just, you know, 5 seconds of a bike flying by.
Yeah, and the guys are they carving then like the competitors? Are they all there all at once, ready, set, go?
Yeah, they'll do kind of a like a waving of the flag to start, and all of the chainsaws will fire up at once, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah,
and they'll get to work.
Yeah, and because they're steel, if they fire up on the first pole.
Hopefully they better. Yeah, no, they do. They do. That's the nice thing is just the camaraderie amongst all the competitors too, because you don't see a lot of. It's just a good event.
Friendly competition.
Exactly. Yeah. Good way to say it, Jack.
Yeah.
I can't say I could do that, but
you'd be out there being really competitive.
Get out of my way. No,
yeah, you'd be like chasing me with a chainsaw. I'll show you, Llewellyn.
No, you can't say that.
Off
kind of
with
stuff.
Your ankle. You know, but now what Craigers, how are things going down at in Town Plaza?
Things are great. I mean, because we're looking at a much more favorable weather this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been nice. Business has been really strong, especially in outdoor type stuff.
Right.
Patio furniture. Barbecue grills, you know, we do carry Traeger now.
Yeah.
We always carried Weber. We've been around with Weber for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Traeger last year.
Yeah.
And now we're carrying the Big Green Egg.
Oh,
we've
yes.
We've actually done the cookouts on that. Bob, our store manager, has done a few cookouts on the Big Green Egg. And
why wasn't I invited?
Well, you probably were, but you have so much going on, you know. Yeah. Well, now, every Friday afternoon, we fire up a grill out in the parking lot. We don't always cook. Sometimes it's just there with smoke and draw attention. But.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
We did a cookout last Friday afternoon with the Big Green Egg. So
I'm going to have to come check that out. You know, and you don't know I'm going to say this, but I bought my Weber from you guys 12 or 13 years ago, and it lights every time. You know, kind of like the steel chainsaw, you know, firing up every time. Seriously, just spark it and it fires up.
Well, you know, your wife called and she wants you to come by and pick up a Traeger, just so you know that. So
you need to come by
and see me. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll get on
she
that.
She doesn't know it yet. I'll call after this and let her know.
Well, I bought my Masterbuilt smoker from you guys, too. And, by the way, I was in there the other day and I bought 4 of the folding chairs. I have a little flip-up tray for our staff so we can sit out on our back patio at the new location. Awesome. You can find everything at Craiger's. Awesome store. And you guys became a sponsor with the Carvores and bringing steel in, and that's how you guys are both here now.
Yeah, and it's very nice that we'll actually have a steel corporate presence at this.
That
we'll have their tent.
Uh-huh.
And they're the one bringing all the, like I said, they're bringing out all the toys to look at. So
right.
But we will be donating to the cause,
mm-hmm.
a lithium-ion chainsaw to give away. So
register to win.
You bet.
You need to be present to win.
No.
Okay.
So now, and if you're from visiting us from outside the area this weekend, we'll have to make arrangements to get it shipped to you, I guess.
You'll figure something
we'll
out.
We'll figure something out, yeah.
Well, nobody needs to because I'm going to enter and then I win.
Cool. I don't think you're allowed. We're gonna exclude you there, Jack, because you're too close to home here. Sorry.
Oh, fine. Chamber directors excluded. Void. All right, Matt, run through the pertinent details. The who, what, when, where again, real fast.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, August 9th, 10th, and 11th this weekend. 9 a.m. start on all 3 days. If you're interested in taking the art home, and some of this art will go at pretty reasonable prices.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be there for the auctions. That'll be Saturday afternoon. I think they're going to start that auction around 3 or 4. So be there in the afternoon. And then Sunday, the auction will start earlier, most likely around, you want to be there probably by 1:30 for that auction. And I mean, this artwork is great. You put it in your yard, you put it on your deck, on your your porch. It can really make your home look beautiful. Come just to watch if you want.
Yep.
And if you want to bring your checkbook, that's fine too.
Well, I know what I'm doing Saturday. I'm coming up there.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, maybe I'll even come Friday.
Might even put you to work.
I would do that for you.
Don't forget, we are going to ride the coaster down the mountain.
Yes, we will do that.
All right.
You and I.
All right.
Yeah. Brotherhood. Here we go. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. If they need more information, what's your website?
PurgatoryResort.com.
PurgatoryResort.com and?
Kroegers.com. KROEGERS.com.
I was going to say, I
Not
always.
Not Kroger's like the grocery store.
No, or Kroger like you.
No, make sure you get the E in there, okay?
It's so confusing.
I know.
Anyway, well, guys, thanks for coming in. We'll see you at Carvores coming up this weekend up at Purgatory. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just get there at 9 in the morning.
Thank you.
We'll see you
there.
Thank
you, guys. We'll see you there. And don't let me near the chainsaw. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.